have Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Wow, you're really getting into Curb Your Enthusiasm lately.
Well, not really. I watched a couple of episodes on a plane earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
But then I started, and I watched something from season one, or excuse me, from season 12, like a new episode. So I watched repeats on the plane. Then I watched a new episode earlier this season.
Okay.
And then totally fell off of it. But I knew last night was the finale.
Oh, so you jumped right to the finale.
Yes, and I skipped past like a middle 15 minutes because I was like, this sucker's 53 minutes long. Let's go. We got a place to go.
Wow, you're usually the guy who wants things to breathe.
Yeah, well, it was late. I didn't even intend to watch Curb last night because I was just on Twitter seeing what was trending, frankly, after WrestleMania. And Curb Your Enthusiasm was. And then I remembered, oh, we need to see how this goes because if we go back to, I think it was January, Seinfeld was doing stand-up. He does a Q&A at the end of stand-up, and someone yelled, what'd you think about the Seinfeld finale? And then he referenced it and said, you know, Larry and I have been thinking about the finale, and we're working on something. He was coy about it, but the audience got excited, and then we started to speculate. We landed on, Mike had a great guess of, this feels like maybe a Super Bowl commercial. This is what a nice 60-second Super Bowl commercial. Super Bowl came and went. I kind of forgot that we had even positioned it that way. And then I was like, oh, wait, that never happened. So then a few weeks ago, I was thinking, oh, wait, isn't that Curb finale coming up? Maybe, is that what's happening? Are they going to address it somehow in the finale?
Right.
And the beginning of this season, they set the table that Larry David has to go on trial in front of a jury because it was sort of election interference because he had actually done a Good Samaritan thing and offered water to someone who was waiting in line to vote.
Right.
But it that messed with some specific election rule in the state of Georgia. So now he was standing trial and very similar to, all right, quick 3 minute spoiler alert here. If you haven't seen Curb and you're really concerned about the plot of it, hang on for a couple minutes. Very similar, just like the Seinfeld finale, set in a courtroom. Very similarly, just like the Seinfeld finale, we start to see witnesses from Larry's past. If you remember that from Seinfeld, all of these different people had come in as they were essentially saying the Seinfeld cast, they were not good Samaritans. That was because they had a trip. I went back and watched this a little bit of the finale of Seinfeld last night, too.
Wow.
If you remember Seinfeld, they had hit it big because Jerry's show that he and George had long been pitching finally got greenlit by NBC. He got access to like the NBC private jet, so they said, hey, let's go celebrate and take a trip to some island. There was plane trouble. They thought they were going to go down. Seems like Jerry's going to confess his love to Elaine at one point. But then the plane steadies. Still, they land in Maine. When they're in Maine, they see a guy, heavyset individual, getting carjacked. Kramer videotapes it with his old school camcorder. Jerry says, oh, what are you going to do? And then the cops arrest them for not doing anything. And then all these witnesses come in saying these are bad people. Curb did a very similar thing where they had all these different witnesses from Larry David's past saying this man, despite him doing something that it was good Samaritanly, we can assure you he is not a good person. And they go through all of that. Here's where the spoiler is going to come. Okay?
Okay.
So like 60 seconds, turn down your radio if you don't want the Curb spoiler.
Okay.
Here we go. Larry ends up in jail. He goes to the cell. And it seems like he's going to be staying there forever. But then Seinfeld, Jerry walks in, who he had met with earlier in the episode. And they said, Larry, you have a visitor. And the visitor was Jerry Seinfeld, who said, hey, I bumped into a guy last night at a restaurant, said he looked like Joe Pesci. The guy was sort of upset with me. And he said, what, am I a clown? Do I amuse you? And Seinfeld's like, I was like, yeah, that's exactly the thing. The guy goes on, well, the next day when Larry was found guilty, Seinfeld saw that guy in the jury, but the jury was supposed to be sequestered. So he said, it's now been deemed a mistrial. Larry, you're free. And he was looking at Larry in the jail cell and basically gave him that thing of, Jerry, or Larry, trust me, you don't want to end up like this. Nobody wants to see it end like this. trust me on this. And then they walk out, and as they start walking out, Larry says to Jerry, this is how we should have ended the finale of Seinfeld. We should have gotten you busted out like this. And they're like, oh, what are you going to do? So that was what Jerry was referencing months ago. It paid off. And they even did a thing where the first scene of Curb Your Enthusiasm is Larry David looking down at his pants, season one, and his jeans have made it look what he ended up calling it like a pants tent, because the crotch of his pants, the zipper portion, was propped up because of just how it all kind of wrinkled. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it may have looked like something was happening that wasn't. When they go to the jail cell, he is looking down, talking to another inmate across the way, and he's looking at his pants and says, look at this. You ever see this? I call this a pants tent. And the other guy's looking down at his pants like, yeah. The reason I mention that is in Seinfeld, the very first episode, I believe the first scene, Jerry's talking to George and says, you know, that's an oddly placed button. Why do they have it there? It's a no man's land. But then in the final episode of Seinfeld, when they're all in the jail cell, there's a moment of silence, and then Jerry's looking over at George, and he says, you know, that's an oddly placed button. And George says, haven't we had this conversation before? And so they both did these joke callbacks to, like, scene one from the pilot episode.
Right. Oh.
So there are all sorts of little Easter egg tie-ins there. And they were very similar, but then did a little plot twist at the end just so they could kind of retroactively right the wrongs of Seinfeld's finale.
Cute. That's cute. Cute tie-in.
I don't know. What do you guys want from me?
I don't know.
I spoiler alert warned people enough there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Okay. I felt bad.
It's one of, like, I love Curb.
Curb.
That's not going to keep me from watching it. Everything you just said.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Guys, I watched so much this weekend. I laid on the couch all weekend. All weekend.
You bed rotted a couple weeks ago.
I know. I did. It's, you know what it is too? If I'm at someone else's house, what am I going to do? You know, it's not like I could clean their basement without, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'd normally be doing stuff around the house.
Yeah, you're sitting around with their dogs.
Right.
What are you going to do?
But I watched a movie that I really, really loved, and I'll just give you a 60-second. It was up for Best Picture. It was up for Best Original Screenplay this year at the Oscars. It's called Past Lives, and I absolutely loved this movie. I love the main characters. It's a very straightforward plot, but I loved it, like, on a human level. Like, it touched my soul.
Who was in this? Remind me.
Nobody we know.
Wonderful.
Greta Lee, though, would be the one.
Oh, Greta Lee.
Yeah. Okay. She's been in The Morning Show and been in a few other things, but she's the most
notable
of the cast.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen Past Lives yet, no.
It's so good. It's just, it's a bittersweet. It's not really a rom-com as much as it's about emotional turmoil and regret and love in different ways. And it's about, what do you call it? Like ethnic, what's the word I'm looking for? Ways of doing things versus American ways of doing things.
Okay, like cultural differences?
Cultural differences and lifestyles. And it's just a very, very beautiful, beautiful film. It's not your average love story, but I really loved it.
Nice.
Thank you.
And where did you watch it again? What streamer?
I think it was on Apple, and I think it's also on Paramount.
Okay.
I believe. But anyway.
That is Past Lives.
Past Lives. It's about a couple of kids in Korea who grow up together, and then she and her family immigrate to the States, and then she ends up in New York City. They reconnect somehow, and yada, yada, yada. Thank you. Good night.
When we come back, we're going to get a study. And look, we have one day to do a solar eclipse study. I've got a specific thing. If you want to theme it up today, I'm going to let you know how you can perfectly time Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album to hit at just the right moment. We'll do that when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at MNFatLoss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the two-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, MNFatLoss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I go to MNFatLoss.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Hey, we got a cover story coming up in about 12 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I'm not even prepared.
I know, me either. Oh my God, I have to go listen to some music. I'll be back.
Should I confess what I just did during the commercial break, or should we move on?
Well, I'll tell you what I did if you tell me what you did.
Okay. Did you do something kind of out of the ordinary?
Sort of.
All right, this is a safe place. Sure, let's do it.
All right. Me first?
Yes.
I was looking at various photos.
Of what?
The Undertaker.
Nice.
He's pretty hot.
Oh, he is for sure your type. Looks like a felon. I mean, you'd love this guy.
I mean, the way he looks today versus the way he looked back then is a little different.
Do you want him back then, you mean?
No, I think he looks pretty good now.
Yeah, the only thing that would have made last night better, he kind of came out as a version of his American Badass character.
Oh.
It would have been cooler if he would have been in the full garb and just like as the Undertaker, but we'll take what we can get. We had a listener who emailed and said, for real, I think it was Kaylee, and she said, I used to not be into WWE, but got into it, and holy crap, when that Undertaker bell hits, it does something, man. It really does something.
I get it. It's entertaining.
It is. It's theater. It's all theater.
God, The Rock is getting a little too pretty to be in this realm.
He just looks too pretty?
He just looks so glossy and glamorous, and everyone else looks, you know...
Well, he did a glamorous thing last night. See, and then you're seeing The Undertaker look like he had just picked up trash outside, right? Like he's got like a little skull cap
on,
a black hoodie.
Yep.
And The Rock was coming out in this. It's kind of what he would wear when he's a heel. He glams it up a little bit. And he's been doing all these throwback outfits to when he was heel 20 plus years ago.
Oh, okay.
Right. But yes, he wore his WrestleMania sparkles last night.
And he wrestled his first match that he's actual, like, real match. He's probably wrestled in two decades. He was wearing his normal ring gear that he used to wear. Dang, he looked good.
Yeah.
Like, he was, yeah. I mean, I didn't know what he was going to, like, granted, you look at him, he's The Rock. He's huge. We get that.
Sure.
But sometimes wearing the old tights and putting the old boots on, they just kind of look like a caricature of himself. But he looked exactly like he was pulled out of 1999. It was sick.
No kidding. Frankly, he looked better.
Yeah.
In many ways. He's more muscular now. Mm-hmm. Is he on steroids, guys? I don't know. I'm not here to tell you. I just know the man has been able to put on a lot of muscle, super hard at working out. Like, he is dedicated in the training room. And he said he had a like an 8 to 12 week training camp just for WrestleMania and tons of working out. And he was then carb depleted and water depleted so that he could look his best. And way to go.
It worked.
He looked great.
Alrighty then.
Studies have shown that
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
What did you do during the commercial break?
Well, I just stepped out, you know, quick during the commercial break. My wife was in the kitchen. So then as I was walking back into the room, I said, already knowing what her response is, but I sometimes like to ask her very straight-faced, hey, Lou, real quick, do you want me to moon you right now? And she said, no. And I said, do you want me to send you a picture of my butt? And she said, I think that's pretty dicey because we have kids and they look at our phones sometime. And I said, but to be clear, if you didn't, you would want kids. A picture of this butt? And she said, quote, I think I'm going to pass on pictures of your butt.
Okay. All right. I think that's a wise choice.
For a wise ass.
Yeah. I love it.
I have never taken a picture of any part of my body like that. I would just be, it's in the cloud. You got to be careful out there, guys.
Yeah.
Got to be careful.
What happens?
I don't know. It's saved forever in the digital cloud.
I mean, can you delete it from the cloud?
Boy, you seem to be asking with some nervousness.
Asking for a friend.
I don't know. Yes. Yeah.
Because you could delete your deleted. I mean, the feds are going to be able to find whatever.
Yeah, when you invariably stand trial one day, they'll be bringing up all of these blurred images.
Correct. All right. Great. All right.
Study time.
I already hit the thing.
Today is the eclipse.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you want to be really themed and not just total eclipse of the heart, but you want to be a little more on the nose. The dark side of the moon. Imagine listening to the closing line and everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon as it's literally happening. All it takes, just a little bit of timing. To figure out what time to expect the eclipse in your location, you can head over to nasa.com. But if you're using Spotify, you're going to want to start the album 41 minutes and 53 seconds before the start of the eclipse.
Okay, so we're playing the whole album.
Yes, but... Okay. So, like, for instance, if you were in the Eastern time zone, you would start the album at 2:32:21. The eclipse is expected to start at 3:14:14 on the East Coast. If you didn't want to listen to the entire album, you can just start the last song, Eclipse, 70 seconds before the official beginning of the eclipse in your time zone.
How long is it supposed to last? 70 seconds?
Well, that is how long before the eclipse begins you would start the song.
Okay. Eclipse. Okay. So it's going to be a few minutes? That's the one thing I haven't heard is...
I think it's going to be actually technically a... Yes, the time that the eclipse is a full solar eclipse, I believe, is a span of a few minutes. But there's like a two-hour window of the eclipse.
Oh.
Because before it goes to full, it's got to be partial. We've had listeners emailing in last week and a little over the weekend talking about how painful it is to hear you and I scientifically.
I did not take part in the conversation, so I refuse.
Attempt to break down.
Donna,
two shall be one.
Because you were asking what's the difference between a total eclipse, a solar eclipse, a whatever, partial eclipse. I know nothing, and I have no shame in admitting that. Thank you. Cover story. Oh, no.
Is next.
Hey there, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what, it just seems like today so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home-type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me four times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Yay!
Woo!
We had an earthquake. We're going to have an eclipse. It's crazy. What's next?
Had a lot of rain over the weekend.
Got some rain.
Got 70s in the 10-day.
What days?
Days 9 and 10.
Okay.
Actually, no. Steve lied, Donna. I will tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
I believe Saturday and Sunday.
Of course, I'll be gone.
What do you mean? Where are you going,
I've
queen?
Got places to go. I'll be
you going back to Jersey?
I am.
Wow, you just can't get enough of that place.
There, you know what? It's baby season. So, got some people in my life having babies, and I am there to support the family.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we've got like 71, something like that.
Incredible.
Yeah, 71 and 70. So, 73, 71, 70. That's your Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mostly sunny, sunny, mostly sunny. Wow.
Love it.
Sweet.
Love it. All right, so there was an earthquake in New Jersey. What was that, Friday?
Yeah.
And, you know, people are posting about it. Melissa Gorga from Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is a perfect example of the drama. She posted on her Instagram, earthquake in New Jersey. OMG, I just went running up my stairs from the basement while calling 911 because it sounded like a stampede was going on upstairs. And then I got a notification on my phone that my front door was open. I was freaking out. She thought it was a ghost.
That's now, a natural escalation of what could this be?
I mean, I bet when you're having an out-of-body experience like that, a lot of crazy things go on in your head. Is there a hailstorm? Like, what's the noise? Is there someone on my roof? Is Santa Claus coming in April? We don't see anything in her home video, but you can hear the noise that she's talking about. Let's take a listen. That would be unnerving.
You're on her side now. You're hashtag team ghost.
Well, if you're home alone and all of a sudden you start hearing that, I'd be like, oh my God, is it going to be a gas explosion? Like, what's that noise? Where's it coming from? Is that my water heater? What is that? You know, ghost is a little extreme.
Sure.
But I'll give it to her. I'll give it to her.
You would be a girlfriend of hers in Jersey. Gorga, tell me everything. What's her name?
Melissa.
Last name?
Gorga.
It is Gorga, okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you'd love this lady. Well, just like I would, I guess, say tell me everything to the guy who was getting a vasectomy when the earthquake hit.
Oh my gosh.
33-year-old Justin Allen lives in Horsham, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philly, about 40 miles from the epicenter in New Jersey. He was in the middle of a vasectomy when it hit. He was halfway through the 20-minute surgery when the whole room started to shake. Now, he was awake for the procedure. That's typical. He thought maybe a train went by until his doctor said, "Is that an earthquake?" Justin thought he was joking at first, just to lighten the mood. He was not. It was an earthquake. Did it affect the procedure at all? Well, Justin may never have kids again, which means, by the way, that the surgery was a success.
Right.
they got back to it a few minutes later. Everything went fine. He already has two children, by the way. He tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back. In all caps, he wrote, "A bleeping earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy."
Best story ever.
I mean, yeah, if that guy had a job in radio, was a stand-up comic.
Oh, it would be so good.
Could write a book off that thing. They did show a photo of him right after his vasectomy. His pants were on. And he appears just like a normal person. Though he is standing a wide stance. He's in a wide stance.
Okay.
I don't know how sensitive it is when you walk out of there.
I think it's pretty sensitive. You got to put like a pack of peas.
Frozen peas.
In there for a few days.
Yeah. Oh, mama.
Wow. So I have questions about that.
Sure.
And I know you don't have answers, but did they cut into the family jewels, like a small incision, and then start cauterizing your vas deferens?
You've said that a couple of times in this last week, and you whisper it when you say it, so don't do that anymore, I think, is best.
Why can't I say that word?
It's okay if you say it. I just feel like when you whisper vas deferens, it just makes me feel awkward. I don't even know what those are.
Hmm. Wow. Well, it's a long tube made from fiber and muscle tissue. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't think that they do an incision in a testicle.
You don't? Isn't that
I think it's more so like the tubes coming out of the testes that you would be like, hey, this is no longer a through street. You know what I mean?
How do you get in there then?
What do you mean get in there?
Don't you have to?
I think they go into the scrotum.
I see.
But not into actual testicles.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
There is a tube that carries what you need.
That's to create the vas deferens.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that tube is basically cut and then
cauterized.
Yeah.
But then what happens when you still are in the throes of love, just as it were?
What?
Stuff still.
The stuff will still come, but the.
Oh, God.
The stuff
no.
That are in the.
There's,
yeah, yeah.
You're shooting blanks.
Exactly.
What does that mean, though?
It means there's no sperm.
The sperm are in there. They can't
leave.
Get to it.
I want to go.
You brought this up. You whispered vas deferens.
I didn't know you were going to get so detailed.
I was just asking a logical question there. I've never thought of that. And if you're tying up that tube. I don't know. That's interesting.
It's the tube that carries the sperm to it needs to go.
Oh,
and
God.
And then that right. stuff will...
Call your doctor. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I wish I would have said the word arrive about a minute ago. But...
okay. You see my eyes get big. I was like, oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, God.
Let's find out what the soup is, even though we've all lost our appetites. I don't even have time. What am I doing?
We're telling me it's 10 seconds. I don't think he's going to answer because Tom's not there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because Tom's in the path of totality.
All right, we better hang up.
Is it like an eclipse-themed soup?
That'd be funny.
Like black bean.
All right, forget this guy.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll do better.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Listen anyway.